thanks for being here to do an interview about your run for King today. Would you both introduce yourselves and what your roles are in this run for King to start out?
Okay, yeah. I'm Andrew Edens. I am the person running for King.
And my name is James Edens, and I'm the food manager.
So what motivates your run for King? What makes you want to do this? I know that people say it's a pretty crazy process. I'm sure you're already having a crazy time. So why do it?
I wanted to run for King really just to support our community. I saw a need that was in the community, and I wanted to fill that.
And I felt the same way. There's been a lot of people over the years who have put a lot of effort and time into this event, and we've enjoyed it for so many years. I thought it was time to give back in a big way. And we've always sort of volunteered doing little stuff around the 4th, but this is pretty epic. And also, one of the benefits is earning him a little bit of money that'll hopefully go for college stuff.
What will success look like to you in this run for 4th of July royalty? Whether that's a financial metric, whether that's a, you know, events metric, what'll success look like to you?
So as like a baseline for success, getting next year's fireworks and games paid off. That's like just baseline. Everything above that would be awesome. And ultimate goal would be to beat the record, which is, I think, $120,000 raised, which would be awesome.
What are you most excited about? Whether that's a more ephemeral thing, like, you know, the vibes, or a specific event that you have planned so far. What are you most excited about in this run for 4th of July royalty?
Let's ask me that question. That's a good question. I would say I'm most excited for seeing how the community would respond and then trying to make it the best as possible. It's like, I'm excited about trying to make the next 4th of July best as possible, best that we can have.
I'm most excited just to get out there and have a good time. I've never really ran a pop-up restaurant before. It's a pretty rare experience, but I'm excited about getting out there with people and seeing people happy about the activity downtown and getting people excited about the 4th.
Flip side question, what are you most nervous for? What scares you the most about this process?
I would say running the food booth. That's a lot of work, a lot of work. And I'm very sure that will work out. But just running the food booth, that's a nerve-wracking thing.
Same for me. The booth is going to be a lot of work. It already has been a lot of work just in the planning. But I think I'm with Ander. I think it's going to work out just fine. We still need some volunteers to fill in some slots. I just don't want to run out of ketchup, you know, and like have a you know, a turmoil in the line. But I think that'll be easily remedied.
So you're running a food booth. That's the main thing I think people see when they look at the 4th of July royalty race. They see the food booth down there every day and know about that. But what other things are you doing or planning or looking forward to? Because it's not only the food booth.
Sure. I'll answer first. We got a couple of extra things that we're doing. There's a kids kickoff thing on the first Saturday. And then there's rummage sales, silent auctions, which is going to be epic, by the way. I got some awesome stuff coming. And there's a dunk booth that we've had a couple of police officers and a school principal willing to sit in the booth to get dunked. And then there's a solstice party at the Saturday following the solstice with the Powers band playing. So there's a lot of extra things rather than just food. And then the candidate spends a lot of time selling tickets door to door, right?
Yep. Yeah, and a lot of my time's going to be in the booth, being like taking orders and a lot of stuff, and then selling tickets door to door, sitting in front of restaurants, asking for donations, and a lot of that sort of stuff.
Have you talked to any previous candidates about their experience and got advice from people? Where are you getting ideas or advice from when you're looking at doing this big month of fundraising?
Literally anyone we can. The chamber's been a big help. Brittany has, and everyone there has been really supportive, really helpful. And really any past candidate we can talk to, we've been trying to talk to. Just get as much help as possible.
Yeah, we've definitely reached out to prior candidates and prior food managers. But Andrew's right, Brittany and the chamber have been the biggest help so far. Brittany's knowledge from, I think she told us she started doing this 25 years ago when she was a kid, was selling tickets. you know, before she was 12, basically. And so she's been amazing, lots of good advice, and a lot of prior food managers giving me pointers about sell this, don't sell that, and make sure you have this many burgers ready every day, things like that.
How can people help? What help do you still need? Or, I mean, it's not just you, it's a lot of people around you, and then how can the community get involved to help this fundraising run be successful?
We need volunteers. Whether you want to work in the booth for 11 to 2, sell tickets around town, ask for donations, write out tickets after we need get them in, or work in the kitchen. We just need volunteers all around, and I think we've been putting a lot on Facebook for volunteers, and anyone who wants to, we have a time that can be filled.
Yeah, that's true. Volunteers are the biggest way this thing is going to be a success. And we do have a good base, but as Andrew said, there's still slots available. And for people with regular sort of 8-to-5 kind of jobs, we've got Tuesdays have dinners planned. And then I had already mentioned some stuff on Saturdays. And then there's one Sunday event on Father's Day that I'm going to be cooking 10 briskets. So I probably need a little bit of help on Father's Day because that's a lot of meat.
Is there anything else we haven't touched on about either your motivations or your need for help, need for ideas, whatever that may be, that you'd want to mention?
I'd say I just want everyone to be excited about it. You know, there's a lot of build up to the 4th. I know the June is a long month to build up to one day. But we all know Wrangell does it the most epic, right? It's not just one day. It's at least 5 days, right? Everybody's coming to town and families are coming back. People are excited. I think it's a good time of year for people to set aside some of their differences and jump in there and celebrate all together.
Totally. When's the kickoff event?
There's a small kickoff event May 31st. It doesn't have to be small. It's just traditionally small. But Andrew's going to give a speech on the 31st. And then the official day for ticket selling is June 1st. And the first day of the food booth is also June 1st.
Do you have a theme that you're running with?
Yes, yes. We do have a theme. It's like the diamond in Southeast. So our little jingle for that is Bling Bling Ander for King. That's a little jingle for that.
Yeah. Ander's mother, Laura Edens, came up with the jingle. She's very proud of it.
Well, thank you, Andrew and James, for coming in and talking about your run for King. And best of luck.
Thank you.